All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv FluffTube edition. I got S with me, which is huge for FluffTube. You know, a lot of people ask me, why don't I bring him on YouTube? Well, there's reasons for that. But we're going to talk about what we will be talking about on Nino's Corner.tv. He comes on my channel quite often. I would say monthly, maybe two or three times a month. And we war game everything happening within the political game right now. So I'm very pleased to have you on, SG. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the venue. We're going to reach a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, you're a little bit glitchy, but let's hope that clears up real quick. Folks, get your Noble Gold. Get started on Noble Gold. If this year is going to be what we think it is, you're going to need Noble Gold. You're going to need gold and silver. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metals with Noble Gold investments are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from turmoil. Protect your savings from market volatility with a Noble Gold Investments IRA and claim your free gold bullion gold, coin, folks. Talk to Noble Gold Investments expert today, and they'll talk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process, which they did me. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Noblegoldinvestments.com. Go to the link down below, folks, and get started. SG, are you there?
Indeed, my friend.
So much going on. Let's just talk. Let's do a broad stroke for FluffTube on what you see coming into 2024. First of all, I think, do you agree with me that there's going to be some kind of unplugging or a collapse of the financial system, maybe all the systems? Are we going to go dark? Do you see a cycle in November? Do you see any of this even playing out?
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, I see a lot of things coming into the fold, converging in this unusual operation that we've got going on around the rest of the planet, right? This vying for power and control at the highest levels of power in U.S. government, U.S. military, and other component forces and entities and organizations around the rest of the world. And that vying eventually has to yield a probable winner and a probable loser, right? It's one thing to have two teams on the 50-yard line and we don't really know which direction this is going to go, right? It's another thing to be neck and neck tied up, you know, at the very last minute in the fourth quarter, and you've got one team that's 3 in goal. It's very possible that that team, right, that's pushing towards that end in those final seconds is going to be able to pull the victory out. And so the same situation, the emergence of those circumstances is coming right now. I think 2024 will play out in a way that is constitutionally appropriate, but original and unprecedented here in the United States of America. I think that you're going to see some weaponization of the political system more than we've already seen. It's very likely you're going to see financial events kick off around the rest of the world as we look at what's happening with the petrodollar, the BRICS nations, different movements of the SWIFT system in the background. And then, of course, the U.S. debt clock right now sort of acting almost like a calm from the ether about what's going on in the financial world. And then you've got other entities, right, that are being referenced right now in different adverts that are being put out online. There's very much an info struggle back and forth, and it's becoming very prominent and pronounced. I mean, you're even seeing this discussion of purpose like that at the government level. And that's coming public with people like Representative Burchett and others that are coming out and saying, why are these institutions intentionally fomenting information that's not true and correct, right? And why are the true and correct things, or we shouldn't say true and correct, but why are other concepts, why are other approaches being stifled and put out, right, and really squashed? And so, and that's sort of an example of FluffTube, right? It's the macro expansion of that same principle. So all of these have to converge in a way that's going to shake, I think, the core foundation of America. I think it's going to surprise a lot of American citizens out there who have been laughing at their, we'll say CT buddy, right, at the dinner table, right? It's going to surprise a lot of people that have been very for or very against polarizing political issues the last few years. And I think a lot of people are going to realize that draining that nebulous murky, disgusting, excuse me, wetland is about much more than just Washington, D.C., and it's certainly about much more than R versus D, right? If we can talk about something called that uniparty, that exposure of that at the consciousness normalized level, right, to where it's the standard discussion on everyone's lips about the true levels, the true scale of what's happened here in the U.S. government, I think all of that's coming, and I think the events to get us there are going to be rather intense.
Do you, I feel like if they, you know, in 2020, obviously we saw what happened with the purge and everything that happened with alternative podcasters and conservative media, just completely wiped and clean. Now there's something different going on. Obviously not here on this platform, but, you know, I had to create my own platform, NinosCorner.tv. Some people go to Rumble, some people go to now X is allowing the floodgates to be open. Well, I shouldn't say floodgates to be open, but it's allowing a lot of information to come out. But so do you think that now that they cannot control the conversations and the dialogue, that's a huge nail in the coffin? Do you think that's going to be why, as we approach March to Mr. T's trial and we approach November, that they're just going to say, man, screw it, let's pull the plug?
Well, you know, certain entities that are online and that have given a lot of information and a lot of clarity to these particular topics have discussed this idea that an unplugging from the internet as some sort of net kill switch is almost necessary if you're in the other party's camp, right? If you're looking at the other side of things and trying to appreciate how this is going to go down, there comes a certain critical mass, right? A certain event horizon where the gloves are already off. So it doesn't particularly matter how much further we go beyond that. And the exposure is sort of, you know, a moot point at a particular time along in this journey. And I don't know as we're there yet, but we're getting very close. We just had former identified as being
hold
very,
on,
very
hold on,
involved.
Hold on. Don't say, you're talking about the list.
Well, I was going to talk about nefarious activities. We've seen a categorical connection to those particular circles and those particular things that have led out to a lot more exposure of different activities in the background, right? And so this process of bringing that to the fore, right, the churning and the moving and the gestation and the stirring around of the consciousness of mankind arrives at a point where it's sort of a zero-sum game. You have diminishing returns if you allow the current infrastructure to continue to operate. And we know that the traitorous individual in his last administration actually authorized an internet kill switch that Senator Rand Paul brought out into the public fore. So why would they do that? You don't do anything unless you perceive a point in time in the future where such an intervention is necessary to either maintain the agenda or to maintain some sort of power and control. So I don't see how we can move through this process with the things going on in early spring of next year with Mr. T and the things going on throughout the summer with different mill exercises and coordinated operations that we already have calendared. I don't see how we can avoid arriving at that particular point prior to the election season.
Yeah, it's obviously, I believe that before we even get to March, there's going to be some kind of event that happens, only because if they're going to televise Mr. T in March, where he's going to be able to bring out evidence on the, you know what, that's devastating for them. I don't understand. I am still trying to wrap my mind around how this is even going to be televised.
Well, and I think that itself speaks to the fact that there is a broader influence at extremely high levels of power and control in society that encapsulated itself in the form of certain entities and has come out sort of on behalf of humanity, right? Humanists rather than extinctionists. And there has been some sort of a flip, right? There is some sort of power struggle that's going on. And that power struggle, I think, is lining up certain key moves, right? It's a move, counter move style operation. It's very much like Battleship, the game of Battleship, or the game of chess, right? You have to wait for the opponent to do something so that you can then reformulate strategy in the moment in real time. And as you move and they formulate their strategy and make their moves back to you, then your strategy is constantly evolving. It's ever dynamic. It's ever changing. And so, but it allows for pressure to be put on certain areas of society. And one of these pressures, I think, really does deal with that grand issue of 2020 that we all know and love, you know, so much and that we talk about pretty frequently. And that arena is a massive I mean, that's like a Trojan horse-sized red pill for most of the conservatives all around the rest of the world, right? Not just in the United States, but also in the NATO bloc, also in Western Europe, also in the Scandinavian countries, in the Baltic states, right? And even into these areas that have known for a while that there's nefariousness in the background, like the sub-Saharan African countries, the West African countries, and South America. So you've got a tremendous amount of ground that can be gained through the televising of those particular events and that particular activity, and the amount of exposure worldwide at as far as coordination at the co-op level, right? Very high above governmental institutions, control of different military intelligence communities and corporate industrial complexes. When you're able to yoke all that together in a public record form and export that to the rest of the planet, that's equivalent, I think, to a narrative, a consciousness atomic bomb. So having that, excuse me, that extreme, that, or excuse me, that streamed out into the world, that event televised out into the world, I think that's a critical component of a higher level back and forth that's seeking to out and really fully expose just how deep all of this really goes, right? And the only way to do that is to get the attention of those patriots out there who don't fit the idea of the MAGA mindset. They don't really buy into the individual at the top of that particular movement, but they buy into the principles of liberty, self-determination, and making their own choices.
You're
And that's really the unifying factor.
right. You're talking about the people that are on the fence, so to speak, that kind of are trying, we're trying to persuade them to come into the MAGA, right? We're trying to move them, shift us more into our right center, right?
Correct. I mean, you've got a lot of individuals out there in demographics like the intellectual space or the academic space that aren't necessarily communist captured operations, but they're certainly not what you would call far right or very staunch, conservative red-blooded Americans, right? They sort of fall in the middle. There's sort of an elegance to themselves that they perceive themselves to have, and that contributes to a lot of pridefulness and a lot of personal pressure and a lot of peer pressure in their groups to not go with anything that's not the status quo, right? To avoid things that are on the outside. And that whole MAGA movement is on the outside. It's very much a coming from the outdoor fold and bringing back into the levers of society the true control of we the people. And so in order to do that, we have to get those individuals who would actually be patriots if they had the correct information being fed to them by the sources that they consume and by the social spheres that they reinforce and bolster themselves with. They would actually be very, very large and capable allies. They would be assets to have on our side. And I don't think we can attrition away more than we need to, because we are facing down a 6,000-year-old power structure that has no bones about leaving the entire planet scarred and scorched on its way out.
This is where I'm kind of, I'm still seeing these candidates lingering around, like DeSantis, Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and also RFK. I think RFK is going to absorb a lot of people that are kind of wishy-washy, or they can't really get, but they know they don't want to go with Biden. I think, do you think RFK is going to pose any kind of problem for Mr. T?
I think that I think reasonableness, if we look at that whole dynamic, we have to ask why. I think RFK stands to harm the Republican ticket because RFK is running now as an independent. It's the exact same playbook as the Bull Moose Party of Teddy Roosevelt in the early 1900s, right? The early 20th century. And what ended up happening was Teddy Roosevelt was essentially the best wingman that Woodrow Wilson could have ever asked for. Because in so doing, Teddy split the vote from conservative America and installed Wilson, who promptly approved the Federal Reserve Act and the number of other acts that happened the next year after the president. So I think in the same way, we have to ask RFK, how patriotic are you really? We can clearly see that a majority of America, at least on the Republican side, far and away, right? Vivek, DeSantis, Haley, all these others. Good for them for throwing their hat in the ring, but it's just not their time, right? We've got 45-point leads, 50-point leads, 52-point leads. One poll put out a 60-point lead for president as far as the GOP primary.
Yeah, so
So
what is it? What is RFK even doing there?
that's the question, right? When we have such a consensus behind this individual, and we are currently operating in such a polarized system where if you're not for one side, it means you're automatically on the other side. What does a split down the middle actually do, and what does it affect? Well, the people that came out and supported the current resident up there, the chief Joe Biden. They are very militant in their beliefs. They're really not very many people that, you know, proportional to the entire population of the United States. They don't comprise a large percentage of the voter base, right? But they're very militant. They're extremely loyal, and they have TDS that's off the charts, right? They can't deal with it. They won't deal with it. They would literally vote for Lucifer before they would vote for this particular character again. But RFK appeals, I think, to a number of that independent centrist demographic that, as you described a moment ago, is on the fence and who really, at the end of the day, needs to be behind a We the People candidate. That demographic, I mean, it needs to be behind a candidate that can go in, clean house in government, and give the people what they want. They want some justice for the things that have happened to them in the last few years. They certainly want some justice for the ripping off of our financial institutions with the Federal Reserve Central Bank model and the debt slave system that we all live in. And they're tired of the public corruption. They're tired of the outright, wanton, in-your-face, we're making millions of dollars hand over fist while you struggle to pay your rent and feed your family this month. And that particular demographic could be split with RFK. So you have to ask, how patriotic are you really? What's the aim here? We can clearly see that the people's choice, at least in the majority of conservative America,
Mr. T.
Is Mr. T. And so we're not really going to harm the Democrat base too much, because a lot of that base has just, quite frankly, you know, they've switched sides. They're not on that side of the fence right anymore. And so you're looking at sort of a pendulum pull from an RFK position that could really affect the chances of We the People going into the election cycle. So if I had a chance to, you know, have a face to face with the man, I think I would say, you know, I really feel like it's noble what you're trying to do, and trying to bring accountability to the institutions, and trying to do so from a more progressive, intellectual, maybe like socially, classically liberal stance. But at this moment in time, at this juncture in history, it's far more likely that that stance and that position and that movement is actually going to harm the greater objective here.
Right. And the way I look at him now at this point is a disruptor. So that's how I see him. That's how I see this playing out. And SG, I really want to go deep into this. So folks, if you're watching this on FluffTube, you're probably going to see a lot of editing for what we, you know, some glitches here and there, but that's just the way it has to be. We're going to go to the ninoscorner.tv right now and really go in hard, don't we, SG?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Let's war game this on Nino's Corner. All right, folks, we'll see you at Nino's Corner. I just feel better going over there, and it's my safe space, folks. All right. But you do see 2024 being an incredible year, and this is the final battle, right, SG? This is it.
This is it. I mean, this is for all of the cards. What we're doing right now is no more important, or excuse me, is no less important than what the fathers were doing in the early summer of 1776, as they were making the decision to go fully against the crown and to tell them, quite frankly, to piss off. And that's exactly the situation that we're in right now as a people. And they know that. And they know that we know that. Right. So this is a situation where there's the gloves are all off. Nobody's really saying what they mean, but everyone knows what's on everyone's lips right now. You've even got Democrat pundits on these different mainstream media networks that are coming on these networks, and they're acting visibly scared because they can tell that the population of the United States is not going to go for the lie, you know, really going back 100 years, but certainly over the last 3 to 5 years, and that the public is hungry for some sort of justice. And when you're hungry for justice, at a mass population level, at a mass civilization level, there's essentially nothing on earth short of the almighty power of God himself that can stop that, right? That justice is inevitable, and it is coming. Just this week, we had a letter penned by 231 active and former military
generals,
officers,
right?
To
veterans.
Right, veterans,
oh,
generals,
there was active
like
as well.
Correct. They were active and they were retired, and the pledge was essentially...
Let's talk about that on ninoscorner.tv. We'll see you over there, folks. All right, SG, let's dive deep over there.
Roger that.